But there are a whole bunch of weeks now that we're learning about the Mishkan, the Mikdash, from Truma Tetzaveh, and then by Yaakov Kudin, I guess Kisisa, parts of it. And I wanted a little bit to, flesh out some pieces that I think are Nogea. Ramban says, famous Ramban, that the Tachas of the Mishkan is to take Sinai, the center of it is the Luchos, and to carry it wherever we go and to put it into the Beis HaMikdash, to the center of where we are. I cannot think of, it's not a metaphor, it's exactly the situation of Choldor Vador, every generation moving where it's moving, and every person moving away from Sinai, his personal Sinai, to wherever he goes to, whichever desert his journeys take him to. There's something about the tzur of the Mishkan that is that tells us how we carry the Sinai. So the Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says this. The Malbim is actually a lot more specific, and I want to take the core nekudas there, but it has drasha much further. The basic outline of the Mishkan are three circles, so to speak. There's Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's the Kodesh, and there is the Chatzah. They are in a person's body. There's also, a person's body has similar divisions. There is the head, which is very separate from the rest of the body. The neck sort of puts in its own metzias. You have the heart and the lungs are separate, and then you have the rest of the body, the intestines, etc., in its own membrane, and so on. And then you have the extremities, but that's the gufada. The three dargas are, there is one chelik of Adam and one chelik of the kodesh that exchanges goods with the outside. Person can't live at totally self-enclosed. We're not self-sufficient. We need to take in materials. So there has to be a sort of a place where Behemah gases can come in with chelev and dam, and we process it in a way that we retain what we need and get rid of what we don't need. So one circle is a circle where we let in from the outside, but we have in it the ability to be mevaker, the ability to separate and take out what's needed and what's not needed and what's toxic, and push it out. There's a circle within that circle, and that would be connected the Lev and the Reyes that have, what they take in is very refined, l'chatchila. They don't take anything that's coarse and physical and so on. They take in only things that are kodesh, and it's directly, it's the chelik that's kol kulei avoida. So, there you have the Shulchan, the Mizbech HaKetores, the Menorah, very, very refined avoidus. Nothing comes in that's coarse, it's the Shemaz HaYisach, it's Keteres, and so on. And that is where most of what we would call Kodesh is, and avoidus, and it's called Kodesh. And then you have a Kodesh HaKadoshim that Be'etzim we don't touch. We don't, nothing goes in there, it's there. And we go in once a year just to mechaper in case we messed it up. But nothing goes in there. There's no avoid inside it. The only avoid is kapara in case we did something wrong, we were metame and so on. Salidavahus. So we would expect that to be the place of most avoid. There are descriptions in the basic components of the Mishkan Mikdash, which is mechitzes on the outside, and then there is a pareches to be mavdil between the kodesh and the kadoshim. Kodesh kadoshim is described with havdalah, The outer place is described with walls that sort of fence it out from the outside. Those are three halakim in the Mikdash, Mishkan, and three halakim in a person. A person's head, l'mashal, is totally enveloped. The brain is something that's extremely, extremely isolated and insulated from the rest of the body. There is a sarafis between the heart and the rest of the body, but then the rest of the body. A person through life has different inyanim. A person carries with himself the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a certain nekuda of Sinai. That nekuda of Sinai it's not meant to be nourished by life. It's meant to be only mashpia, and not in any way, there's no intake. It's supposed to be muvdal, just like a person's higher faculties in his brain. In the brain itself, the halakim that deal with common routines and physical things, and there's the part, the cerebrum, that deals with real thinking. That chelik is the nekud of Sinai in a person, and it's not meant to be affected by life. It's meant to be there and to be mashpia. It's a one-way street. Any type of hashpah coming in is megareah. There's a chelik that interacts and takes from life and is Eved Hashem with it. And there's a chelik that deals with the coarsest parts of life and is able to be mevarer what's royu for kodesh, what's not royu for kodesh, and so on. When a person goes through life and he carries with himself something from yeshiva, so life itself, it's not meant to be that a person who's not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim should look like the Kohen Gadol and Kippah all year round, everywhere. That's not it. But a person carries a certain nekuda himself. A lot of times, because of the different picture life paints and the challenges, we go back and try to amend our sense of Sinai. In other words, if what we learned and picked up doesn't match up with life, then we go back and we amend, like a tax return, you amend it to fit whatever they found about it, you make a correction. That is wrong. Kodesh HaKadosh is supposed to say the sense of Kedusha and Tara, of Tara b'Tarasa, of Shlei Musa, is meant to stay with a person as was. There's nothing wrong with a person. When a person has a disparity between what was and what is, don't deal with it by amending what was and saying that message was wrong. There's Torah b'Tarasa, there's Torah the way it should be, there's Torah b'Sinai, and there's a certain surah that a person needs to keep it. The neshama is not to be toiri. The neshama itself is not affected by any intake, but it should be a mashpia. If we chayte chazer shalom, it's not mashpia so much. It rises above the person, so to speak. It does not mashpia. There's a chelik v'avodas hakodesh. And what makes the kodesh is that it has walls. And for the avodas that a person does that are kodesh, it's very important to create walls between him and the outside. A person should, at the closing of the cell phone when you walk into the shul, is something that, it's not just practice, there should be some leaving of the street behind when you walk into shul. There should be some leaving of the street behind when you walk into Shabbos, when you walk to Beis Medrash. The Kedusha only works when there's mechitzas. And it requires those mechitzas so that in the Makom Avodas HaKodesh there is a sense of a distance. So making those mechitzas are vital to being able to make a makom that's kodesh. Of course, the Beis HaKnesses doesn't affect you because Beis HaKnesses is part of the shuk. There's no difference. It's a place in the Shazam. It's where people walk through. Halach is you can't daven a place where people walk through. It has to be moved out. It has to be its own entity. And there's a place where even when a person deals with the chelev and the dam and everything else, his job is to be mevarer. Person you know, business has in itself opportunities and isonos. It has in itself mutter and usser. It has in itself everything. And yes, and to be oivid with dam chalavim, it's coarse. But the avoda is to be mafchen between what's roy to go into kedusha and what's not roy, and what's toxic. So there are three dargas of avoda, and each one has its own yichud. There's the zocha sayoyim ashamata v'shakech b'chayriv. We used to have Ali L'Regel, and three times a year we used to go back to the mokum that was Sinai and touch base again. That's coming occasion to yeshiva, you know, everyone, whether, you know, and I know the difficulty with family and so on, whether a person does Yom Narayim, whether a person does it on days like Yom Iyun and so on, allows you to say to yourself, you know, this is my core nekuda of Sinai. I can sort of refresh it. I can sort of reawaken it. And that's how a person builds in himself the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When life forces you and forces everybody, anybody who's engaged, anybody who's married, has children and engages in the world outside, it's not like you're locked up in the Beis HaMedrash 24/7. You have to interact. But you understand the chshivas of Kulei Kodesh and that your mission involves a certain interaction with Chol, but never change the Kodesh. The reason why the Olam HaTorah was so strong about preserving Torah Lishmon, Bashlemus, and Betara, and not bringing in other elements, wasn't because it felt that everybody's going to end up Kulei Kodesh all his life, but Kulei Kodesh has to end up in everybody all his life. And whatever the person does, the nekud of Kodesh Kadosh doesn't change. The luchas and the aron are the same luchas and aron. They're not affected by what comes in. They're mashpia, but they're not mushpoim. And then to do avodas hakodesh, things that are really kodesh, beis medrash, beis knesses, Shabbos, yontiv, person needs to make mechitzes, avdols, and it's best when it's done without halacha. Yes, what you're not allowed to talk on Shabbos, you're not allowed to talk on Shabbos. But what your personal mechitz is what you decide not to talk on Shabbos. I don't know, Chazal and the Mishloach Aruch don't say much about if you're allowed to speak on sports on Shabbos or not. They don't speak about sports during the weekdays. I don't, there's that much. But a person makes a decision, you know, it's not, my Shabbos will be as Kaddish as the mechitza is thick. And whatever I don't let into my table makes it into like that. Everyone, that's avoda. That's personal avoda. The level of kedusha will be equal to what it is that I created. And then there's a third level of avoda when a person is out in the chotzer and there's behemoths walking in. Many different metaphors and use your imagination from the boss to the customer to the coworker, v'chein hala, dakis and gasas and kolmine. But that's part of that. So one person is a person is miyush and he says, you know, this is what I deal with, and one person's, I don't know, it just becomes part of it. It's what's called in the Sfarim, Avodas Habirur. A person is there to be Mevar. You shech the behema, there's Chalokim, that's the Dam, and the Nefesh goes on, and that's Mechapa, the Chalovim is Nikta, the Bas is Nechal, and the Chalokim that go into the Deshin, and they get thrown out, and so on. Chelok Avodah, that's for every person, wherever HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him, that's his Avodah, to be Mevar, to take a Shulchan Aruch and to say, what is this? Muta, Asa, Ratzui, not Ratzui, Hatchila, B'dievet, and so on. And that's the parashas of Mishkan. The Mishkan was Beis HaMikdash that traveled. And we live our life with a Mishkan. We live our life with Kodesh that travels. And understanding where a person's basic sense of Ruchnius from Yeshiva fits into his personality, and where his Avodah of Kedusha B'Kedusha fit in, and how to go about it, and his Avodah of Chol to Kodesh, and Tomei, and Tohar, and so on, putting each one's right place and giving it its right makom and dealing with it appropriately ensures a person that he has a sense that he's going through life with avodas hakodesh, and it's nagia from A to Z. I mean, every person, I mean, there's nobody except for Chad Bedora that's not Osik Samot Bechoil. Everyone has a sock and worry and all that he has to deal with. And everyone needs to be able to take it in its right place, right proportion. And Rez Hashem, we should be Zoycha that we should carry our Mishkan through from the beginning of the Midbar to the end of the Midbar and give us that sense of Kedusha Rez Hashem.